This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for the week of Friday 11th to Thursday 17th, 2005. A big week for Palestine, as negotiations to hand over control of Rafah crossing point to the Palestinian Authority and the European Union gives Gazans a little room to breathe. Meanwhile, the soldier who emptied 23 rounds into a 13-year-old girl last year in Gaza is acquitted by an Israeli military court. And Palestinians remember President Yasser Arafat on the one-year anniversary of his death. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli and Palestinian officials have agreed to a U.S. brokered deal on the manning of the Rafah crossing point between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. Built in 1980, Rafah crossing point is the only way for Gazans to travel internationally. But it has been closed for much of the time since September 2000, forcing hundreds of people to wait for weeks at a time, preventing college students from continuing their education in universities outside Gaza, and resulting in the deaths of many who were unable to reach outside hospitals to receive critical care. Talat al-Jad from Gaza needed to take his mother to Egypt for medical treatment.
My mother is diabetic and has high blood pressure. In addition, she has a wound in her leg that is not healing well because of diabetes. She needs 10 centimeters of insulin every day, and she needs daily care and treatment. Doctors advise us to go to Egypt for better medical treatment, but we are unable to go because the Israelis opened the terminal for 24 hours only. Thousands of people need to go, and we wait for our turn, but it never comes. She is an old lady. Unable to wait for a long time on the terminal.
The deal to open Rafah crossing point came after marathon talks, which began Monday night and ran into Tuesday morning. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice called the deal, quote, a big step forward, quote, in Israeli-Palestinian relations. The agreement will give the Palestinian Authority control over a border for the first time since its establishment. This is considered an important step towards Palestinian control over its borders and is expected to give a much-needed boost to the floundering Palestinian economy, especially Gaza, where the current unemployment rate is around 85%. The crossing point is scheduled to open on November 25, 2005. According to the terms of the deal, Palestinian residents will also be allowed to travel between the West Bank and the Gaza Strip in bus convoys through Israel. Construction of the Gaza seaport will also begin, a significant move forward for Gaza. A significant portion of the now-evacuated settlements formerly surrounded the port in the south. Until the disengagement, military snipers' towers placed at the settlement borders prevented residents of southern Gaza from going to the beach or using the port. Karni Crossing, the most significant outlet for imports and exports in Gaza, will also open for the first time since September 2000. Palestinian customs officials will be stationed at the Karni Crossing, which is located on the eastern border between Israel and Gaza. Israel will inspect the goods passing through. Yet Gazans do believe the border crossing to Egypt will still be controlled by Israel. Talat al-Jad again.
As far as I know, they will install cameras. This means that the Israeli soldier will not be there physically, but his ghost will be there, because he can prevent anyone from going into or out of the Gaza Strip. Therefore, the situation will not change a lot, even if they open the terminal.
One year after his death, the late President Yasser Arafat remains a symbol of the Palestinian struggle for independence and self-determination. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas led an official ceremony in the Mokatta in Ramallah, the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority, where Arafat lived out the last 3 years of his life under house arrest, surrounded by Israeli tanks. Arafat was also laid to rest there after Israel refused to allow his body to be buried in Jerusalem as he wished. The event was attended by a number of foreign diplomats along with leaders of the Palestinian factions. Fuad Kokali, spokesperson of Fatah in Bethlehem area.
نحن نؤمن إيمانا جازما أن الشهيد الراحل ياسر عرفات قد تم اغتياله.
We strongly believe that the late president martyr Yasser Arafat was assassinated. In fact, imprisoning him in the Muqata and demolishing all things around him was an assassination attempt, and it is what led to serious deterioration in his health. In addition, the actual reasons for his death are still unknown, which proves for us that he was deliberately killed.
غير معروف وغير معلوم حتى هذه اللحظة مما يؤكد لنا أن الرئيس قد مات غدرا.
Residents of the West Bank village of Bilyin near Ramallah, together with Israeli and international peace activists, dedicated this week's protest against the separation wall to the one-year anniversary of the death of the late President Yasser Arafat. The protesters wore masks bearing the likenesses of Yasser Arafat, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Nelson Mandela. They then sat on the ground in front of the bulldozers, at which point Israeli soldiers attacked them, shooting rubber-coated bullets and stun grenades. At least 15 were injured, including a 16-year-old boy, Mohammed Suleiman Bornat, who was shot in the head with a rubber-coated bullet. Three Israeli peace activists were also arrested. As part of the growing popular international support of Bilyin, a German organization known as Spirit of the Wind held a protest on Friday in conjunction with the Bilyin protest. The group adopted the slogan, From Berlin to Bilyin, the wall will fall, and said it would conduct weekly solidarity protests for Bilyin. Also this week, the court at the Ofer military base handed out sentences for 8 out of 17 former arrestees from Bilyin, including a minor. Most of them were given 2 to 4 months in jail, plus an additional fine of 1,000 shekels. And on his first tour since Israel withdrew from the Gaza Strip 2 months ago, Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz said construction of the separation wall and settlements in the West Bank should be resumed. This just one day after U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice demanded Israel stand by its commitment to halt settlement expansion in the West Bank in exchange for the disarmament of Palestinian resistance factions.
In a televised speech marking the 17th anniversary of the Palestinian Declaration of Independence, adopted on November 15, 1988, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that Israel is avoiding peace talks and pushing Palestinians into civil war by insisting on the disarmament of the resistance factions as a prerequisite to negotiations on statehood. Abbas accused Israel of acting as though it had no peace partner by continuing to act unilaterally. Abbas' statement came shortly after U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's visit to negotiate the opening of Rafah Crossing Point. On the Declaration of Independence in 1988, Palestinians also declared the Palestinian Peace Initiative, in which Palestinians accept the 242 and 338 United Nations Security Council resolutions that call Israel to withdraw from the land occupied in 1967 and establish an independent Palestinian state on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, with East Jerusalem as capital. The West Bank is 22% of pre-1948 Palestine. Israeli army shot and killed 3 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, confirming the feelings of many that the Gaza disengagement was a superficial measure, a media stunt that has done little to ensure the security of Palestinians living in Gaza. On Sunday, Israeli soldiers fired rounds of live ammunition into dozens of homes east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. 22-year-old Bilal Waqid al-Sha'ir was killed and his relative Mohammed al-Sha'ir was injured. On Monday morning, Israeli soldiers shot and killed Ahmad Abdel'al near Borej refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip. 2 other residents were injured by soldiers who spotted them planting explosives in the street used by the army. From Monday night into dawn the next day, Israeli artillery shelled the northern Gaza Strip, damaging farmland and police barracks. Palestinian resistance fighters responded by firing homemade shells and mortars into open-air areas into the western Negev. No injuries were reported in the exchange.
The Israeli army has admitted to having killed a fighter of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades in a residential area in the city of Jenin, even after having severely injured him. As he lay on the ground, his clothes soaked with blood from a gunshot wound to the leg, Israeli soldiers came over and shot him dead. According to the accounts of Balawi's relatives, the soldiers then allowed military dogs to desecrate his body. Killing an injured combatant is prohibited by international law. An Israeli army unit has killed Amjad Hanawi, 32, leader of Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas in the West Bank, shooting him point blank in the head in his hometown of Nablus, the Palestinian News Network reported. The Israeli military invaded Nablus, surrounded a house where Hanawi was staying, and forced everybody to come out of the house naked, eyewitnesses said. Hanawi was then arrested without resistance. Once Hanawi was in custody, a soldier pointed a gun at Hanawi's head and executed him in front of the residence. In a separate incident, Israeli undercover army units assassinated, on Thursday, two Palestinians near the West Bank city of Jenin. Eyewitnesses reported that the soldiers, using a Palestinian car, intercepted their car and fired at the vehicle transporting the two Palestinians as they traveled toward Jenin. The vehicle crashed and was fired upon again by the undercover soldiers. The two are claimed to be operatives of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah. On Tuesday, the Israeli Southern Command Military Court acquitted the Israeli Army Commander, Captain R, of all charges related to the killing of Iman Al-Hams, a 13-year-old Palestinian girl in the Gaza Strip, in October 2004. Released military audio tapes show that Captain R knew Al-Hams was an unarmed young child when he shot her. He shot her once, injuring her, and then emptied his magazine into the injured girl, shooting her 23 times in all. The Israeli military prosecution accused Captain R of misuse of arms and of obstruction of court proceedings after he asked his soldiers to alter the testimonies they had provided to military investigators.
Palestinian Interior Minister Nasser Youssef has unveiled the new Palestinian security forces as part of his new plan to control the security situation in the Palestinian territories. The forces were deployed on Tuesday into Nablus. Minister Youssef said, quote, "These forces are composed of security men from the West Bank." Quote. He added that this force was formed to control the recently evacuated settlements in the north of the West Bank, and the main reason for them being there is, quote, "to help, serve, and protect their people." Quote. And that's some of the news this week in Occupied Palestine. From the International Middle East MEA Center in Beit Sahour, Palestine, this is Dina Awad and Tarina Aguilar.